back somewhere. So I'm not Dean. It's not a rod of correction. This is just a stick. This is another stick. It's actually not a good stick. So we're missing something. I need agents of the enemy. So I think the best agents of the enemy ought to be a couple teenagers. What do you think? So yeah, because they're kind of. So hey, Jared. Hello, Jared. Caleb. Hey, Caleb. If you want to come up here, I need your help. I need strong, big, muscular guys. So, yeah, Jared and Caleb, come on up. So, no, it's not a whip. You don't have to worry, boys. We're not going to whip you. So, very good. So, guys, I want you to look at these two sticks. And obviously, we know they're sticks, right? And there is a scripture in the Bible that says that Jesus wants to stick closer to you than a brother. You think that's what he meant? No? He didn't mean having a stick? No. He meant sticking close, right? He meant to be right there, right? And like, boom, he wants to be as close. How close is this? I mean, that's pretty close. Look at that. Can you fit your finger through there? No, that's pretty tight, isn't it? Wow, yes. That's close. Yeah, you got a little gap there, That's because the rope is in the way, right? Yeah, okay. There you go. So we want to, that's the goal, right, is to stick closer to Jesus, right? But what does the enemy want to do? He wants to pull us away, right? Who does he want to pull us away from? God, Jesus, our family, friends, our church. He wants to do everything he can to rip us far away as we can. So we got two teenagers here, so I want you guys to stand right here. Okay, so we'll let Caleb have the rope side. You got strong hands, and we'll let you have the non-rope side. Okay, back up. I want you to hold them out in front like this. Okay, with two hands. You got to have two hands. You got to be really strong. And I'm going to have, Caleb's got three hands. Okay, so Caleb, you come over here. You guys get really close to each other. Get close to each other. Come on in. Get close. All right, you're here. Okay, Caleb, come here. You're big and strong, right? Okay, so you grab a hold of this rope. You hold it tight. Okay, hold it really tight. I mean, I want you to hold it really tight. And I want you, now, remember, these guys are representing the agents of darkness. Okay. And so, this right here is representing what, right? So the wooden stick, that's going to be like Jesus, right? Because it's wood and it's nice. And he was a carpenter and lots of other things. And so the little blue stick is representing you. It's smaller than Jesus, but still, it's there, right? And so we want to try to stay close together. But these agents of darkness are going to try to pull you guys apart. And Caleb, your job is to hold on to this string here and to keep them from doing that. So I know they're big and strong, but you're pretty strong too. Okay, so I want you to try to hold them. So you hold them, and boys, I want to see if you guys can widen the gap. Go ahead and start widening the gap. Pull it. Wide. Uh-oh. I guess my knot wasn't strong enough. That's very good. Caleb, you're good. You're good. Okay, let's see if we can make this a little tighter. I'm not a knot tire. I'm really not. I was not in the Navy. We should have at least a Marine over here showing me how to tie this knot the right way. So let's try this one more time here. Okay, there it is. Okay, we got it so solid. Okay, so, yeah, okay, watch out, little one. Okay, it got dangerous last time. Don't stand behind the boy. Okay, very good. So close together. Okay, hold it tight. Try it again. Gently try to pull it back. Oh, my goodness. Look at that. Okay, so let go. So let go. Okay, very good. Okay, so now, hold on. Okay, we still got the object, okay? So the problem then is that if we want to stay close to Jesus, right, then we need to do something, right? So the rope actually, I think, represents the Word of God. It represents the way we are connecting with God. So if we only wrap that rope around there once, that's like going to church on Sunday morning and that's it, right? And that's all you ever get is church on Sunday morning. You get, what, 30 minutes, 45 minutes of Sunday school, maybe an hour of a good sermon, and that's all you get, right, for Sunday morning. And that's all the Jesus you get. You can see that that's all the Jesus you get. Go ahead and pull it up, guys. Look at it. I can't do it. I can't hold back. He's going to separate me from Jesus. Okay, come back together. Now, let me take the rope. Okay, I'm going to ask Silas to help me on this one. So if we wrap it a couple times, right? So now we're going to church We're going to church on Sunday, right? We're going to Sunday school because we know why Mr. Yvonne's a great Sunday school teacher. And then we also spend time learning the Bible from like our mom and our dad as we listen to them during daily devotions, right? And then we also, hey, let's do another one. Maybe we decide we want to open up God's Word on our own and keep our own journal, right? Isn't that, Caleb? That's what they should do. Now, wait a minute. You're the agent of darkness. You don't want them to do that. But either way, so maybe they read their own Bible, right? So let's separate these out a little bit. Let's get that. Okay, let's just pull this in a little closer. Okay, come on. Let's pull it a little closer. Pull it a little closer. Pull it a little closer. Okay, there you go. Okay, what do you think, Silas? Do you think that's going to help? Come here, Silas. Grab a hold of this. Okay. Okay, you got it? Okay, I know it's basic physics. Okay, so, boys, do what you got. What? 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 Okay, hold on a second. Hold on. Okay. It looks to me like the agents of darkness can't quite overcome the Word of God. Let's see if we do this again. Hold on. Let's loosen up a little bit. We're going to pull it out. We're going to pull it out. And pull it out. Pull it out. There you go. I know. Okay, pull it out. A little bit further. A little bit further. Come on now. I know I put it on weird. I was layering it in. That's the Word of God is weird. Okay, so maybe you're a little far away from God. And you don't know if you can get back, right? So maybe the agents have got you a little bit further away. So maybe at this point, you guys try to keep me from pulling it in. Okay, Silas, see if you can pull them closer. Oh my goodness, look at that. Look at that, guys. You're going to break the stick, that's right. Okay, we can go ahead and stop now. We can stop. We can hurt hands. But you guys get the understanding here, right? The more, thanks boys, I appreciate it. They're not really the agents of the darkness, they're just teenagers. See, but you get the idea that the more that we layer around that stick, the more that we seek to put ourselves in the will of God, with the Word of God, studying under our parents, studying at church, really focusing on what God's called us to do, how much stronger we're going to be and how much more difficult it will be for the enemy, almost impossible, to pull us away from Jesus. Isn't that the goal? So one of my favorite verses we learn in Awanas is that in Awanas says that we should hide out your word in our hearts that we might not sin against you. That's the beginning, isn't it? All right, so we're going to go ahead and pray. I'm going to ask you guys to go back to your moms and your dads in a second. Let's go ahead and pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for the kids. We thank you for the time. We thank you for the lesson that you're teaching us through physics as well as through your word. Lord, we ask you to guide our hearts and our hands and allow us to be your servant. Father, I ask you to put these children in the middle of your will. Lord, I ask you to raise up a hedge of protection around them. Put your hands so strongly around them that they will be able to firmly rest in the knowledge that you have them completely where you want them. Keep them safe. Teach them your word. And Father, as we pray so often, we ask that there won't be a moment, not a single day, that these children don't walk hand in hand with you. And that from today to the day they step into glory, they will always be yours. We ask this now in the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, little ones, you may go back to your seats.